about someone I'm not ready to let go of yet. I thought I'd just pick a little bit of music from Irish National Radio, RTE1, to introduce this conversation, or this, this conversation. These words about a mental health charity that I'm, well, a mental health group, really, that I'm going to now. I'm on my way out. I'm going to AWARE in Cork, and AWARE is an Irish national organisation which was set up many years ago to help people who have to cope with depression, or to help people to recover from depression, or just to deal with it. And fight it is the word they use. They use, AWARE is set up to help people fight depression. So I've spoken about it before in a previous audio boo, and I just thought, I think on that time I spoke about it after I'd been to a meeting, and I usually come away from AWARE meetings very enthusiastic and very pleased about the fact that I've done that, made the effort to go out and sit in a room with other people, all of whom have mental health issues like myself. So I'm going to talk to you now on my way down there, partly as a way of talking to myself about what's going on. I'm going to have the advantage of mixing with a number of people, and I've no idea how many people will be there. All of whom I know will find it very, very easy to accept me exactly the way I am. And if I have any mental health vulnerabilities, or even if I'm feeling absolutely diabolical, they will entirely just accept me the way I am. And they won't rush to deny that it's hard. They won't rush to pretend that they haven't heard. They will just encourage me to say a little bit about what I'm really feeling and what's happened. And at the end of saying something about myself, I'll have the advantage of hearing what other people have to say back to me. So it's, the great relief about it is that there's no pressure on you to speak at all. You can just sit quietly and listen to other people and chip in with a comment in response to what they had to say, or you can take a turn at saying what you want to say. And the talking of what you want to say, for whatever it is you speak, you also hear yourself talking. So at least this is the way it seems to me, that I hear myself talking about what's on my mind, what's happened to me, what I feel about it, what I'm thinking about doing about it, or, you know, any one of those things. You don't have to have all of those things in your conversation, but any one of those things that you speak, you hear yourself talk, you might have been kind of keeping it all bottled up to yourself all day, and instead here's an opportunity to talk with people who you already know that they're kind of self-selected, in the sense that their very presence in the room is an admission or an acknowledgement by them that their own mental health is a bother to them in some way or other. Now, it doesn't mean that they're bothered today. It might mean that they've been bothered in the past, because many people go to AWARE meetings when they're feeling terribly well, and they go there because it keeps them feeling well, and it gives you the feeling of being rooted and being doing something about your own mental health to keep it well. I have been very well for 2 years now. It's over 2 years since I had my last bout of severe depression finished. So in fact, it's over 3 years since the last one began. I say this because I had a bout of depression that lasted just over a year. And that was a very extremely difficult time. And I have been fortunate to have been well since then. And I haven't had any depression since then. I've had normal ups and downs of the kind anybody would have, but certainly none of the severely disabling feelings that I've had when I've had what I euphemistically call a bout of severe depression, or rather accurately call a bout of severe depression. So it's good to go out on a Tuesday night. It's a meeting will go on from 8 o'clock until 9:30, and after it we'll have a cup of tea, and whatever we spoke about in the room during the meeting won't be spoken about anymore between ourselves. That's the contract, if you like, that, you know, we'll spend an amount of time talking in a very serious way, and listening in a very serious way, giving each other a really good listening to. And then we'll stop and have a cup of tea and chat in the kitchen, or people will just go home without talking to anybody. And so there's complete acceptance of whatever way you want to do it. And I must say, I have come away from aware meetings every time, saying to myself, you know, the company of people who have got an awareness and an experience of their own mental health vulnerability is the best of all companies. Now, okay, that's not meant as a slight to anybody else's company, but there is something which I find a great, great relief, and that is to just to be able to let things out, I suppose. I was listening today, this is slightly jumping sideways, but I was listening today to Steve Jobs talking in 2005, in the year 2005, on a YouTube video, or in fact on a video which is owned by one of the American universities. He was speaking about death, and he was speaking about what it felt like to be in touch with the reality of death. Steve Jobs faced a diagnosis, if you like, in which a doctor said to him, well, look, prepare for the end. This is such a severe cancer that there's no way you're going to get through it. They didn't quite put it in that language. I don't remember whether Steve Jobs said exactly how, but Steve Jobs read the tea leaves as, look, this is it. And so he was talking about, okay, the mantra would be live each day as if it were your last. And but here was a man who didn't just use that as a kind of a cliche or a kind of wisdom of some sage. He actually had it right in front of him. And, you know, he's one of the great people of the last 50 years, I have to say, in my mind. So it was great to hear him talk about it so humanly. There was a kind of unflashy rootedness about Steve Jobs as he spoke on that video, and if you get a chance ever to listen to it, I don't think you'll have any regret afterwards for spending the time of about 15 minutes listening to it. So that has helped me even today during the day to listen to that, because being in touch with your own mortality is is good, but it does have a reality. People do find that their mental health collapses. People who are very well at one stage find that they experience huge trauma, and so that really is a serious thing, and it's good to be reminded that we shouldn't take our mental health for granted. So this evening, going to Aware, as I am now, right down outside the Opera House in Cork, or across the road from it, on my way there, I'm looking forward to it very much. It'll be a quietly rich meeting with people talking in a very real way to each other, and in a way that will, you know, help me to live the rest of my life in as well a way I can. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio from this audio boo about Aware.